Happy Thursday, meatballs. Welcome to the Meatball Pod.
Happy Thursday. As you all know, I'm sure this episode's going to be a crazy one, just like last week's.
You never know what we're going to talk about. We're so random.
Yeah. Well, I meant the episode of Jersey Shore, too.
Is going on this week? What is going on tonight? I don't even know what's on the episode. Do you?
I'm pretty sure it's that Sam and Andrew are still fighting, and all of us are like, well, you're not even there yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm not there. I think I come in tonight's episode, like, at the end.
Yeah, and this lucky bitch misses all the drama, always.
So I get there, and Dina, like, runs to me. She's like, oh, my God, it's been so boring. I'm so glad you're here. And I'm like, really? And then when we get to dinner, I'm like, boring. And Dina was like, I've been saying that the whole time.
I told you. Yeah. Well, it wasn't that it was boring. It was just like everybody was fighting. And I was like, nobody wants, like, me and Chris were trying to have fun. But, like, there was so much drama going on that there was no way to have a good time. And I was like, oh, my God.
And then, like, nobody wanted to go out or, like, have drinks.
Yeah, because everybody, it was just such, like, a heavy beginning of the trip. So, like, nobody wanted to have fun. And then it leaked into, like, the next night when you got there and you were like, oh, my God, you're right. It's like,
what the hell is happening? So I missed the first, like, 2 days. I think I come, like, I don't even remember, actually, when I came. But, like, in TV land, I missed the first 2 days. And watching that episode last week when you guys first got to Arizona, I was like, holy shit. I would have made like 10 pizzas, burnt pizzas already. We would have made charcuterie boards. We would have ran away to the bar. Like, oh my God.
We were like stuck in the room. And I loved
that.
I absolutely loved the Arizona hotel. If it wasn't so far, I would bring my family there. I loved it so much. So all I wanted to do was like enjoy the hotel. I'm like, if I'm sitting in this room, let me go down to the pool and hang out with my family. Like, I am so bored in this room right now. Cause like, it was just, we didn't know what was going on. Like Ange and Sam, like, were fighting, but then like they were in their own rooms, like kind of like, I guess, like, you know, taking a breather of like what was happening. Cause that was intense.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God. I was like, this is, just let us go down to the pool, please. Eventually, they were like, okay, go get lunch downstairs.
But how many hours was that in?
That was, Nicole, we were in that room for hours.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, oh, my God. Just finally, they were like, okay, you guys can go get lunch. I'm like, thank God. And the food at that hotel. I forget what the name of that hotel was. But if you're in Arizona, that, I think it was like the something star, but it was
they have good queso.
Oh my God. Everything at that hotel was so freaking good.
If you guys are like a fan of like nachos and queso and all that stuff, oh my God. Their queso was the best.
And they had really good Bloody Marys. I'm all of a sudden a really big Bloody Mary girl over here, guys. Meatballs.
Ooh.
I love Bloody Marys.
I just tried to have one at the comp this weekend with my mom. And it was like spicy. I remember having Bloody Marys that aren't like spicy like that, but it was like super spicy.
You have to ask for non-spicy. Like me, I ask for extra spicy. I like a nice spice with horseradish in it. Like I like a Bloody Mary with horseradish.
Oh.
They made such good Bloody Marys. I loved them. And actually just when I went to Florida, at Margaritaville, I had a couple Bloody Marys there, too. But they didn't have the horseradish, so it wasn't as good. But
okay.
Yeah, I actually think I'm going to, for my cookbook, I'm going to put in a nice blast in a glass Bloody Mary, I think.
Yes, Bloody Marys.
Yes. With, like, jalapenos. Mmm.
Yum.
Yeah. I just got, like, where are we? Where do we just go?
I don't know. We're just talking about, yeah, so tonight, a new episode. The drama continues. I don't know when I come in, but I come in and I'm like, no, thank you. Because like, I'm not trying to have that. I don't want to be involved unless like it happens that I am involved. But me and Dina just, we want to enjoy these vacations. We want to have our drinks. We want to be meatballs. So
I think you came in. Luckily, you came in once the drama was like basically done. You just got like the trickle of it. So once Nicole comes in, it's going to be fun and games. Lots of fun.
Yeah, because everyone's like, enough with the drama. Like, it'll simmer down. Keep watching.
We promise it will. It's going to calm down and everybody's going to have a good time. We promise.
Promise.
Oh my gosh. But anyway, so how was the comp? How did it go?
Oh my God. So Summit, like I told you guys last week, Summit is like the end of the season, like the big one. Like you have to get a bid to get there. You can't just like go. Like competitions need to invite you to go. You know, based on like your score, and it's just like a crazy competition. So many good teams from around the world or around the United States. I don't know if people from the other world go. I don't know. But Giovanna, her team, she went against 35 teams total. She came in freaking first place.
She came in first. Oh, I'm so happy. I told you.
First place.
Is she the youngest on her team?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
She looks like she's.
Yeah, so on her team, you could be from. Is it 9 or 7? No, 8. Maybe it's 8 or 9 to 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so yeah. She's the young one.
Yeah, so she's the youngest. And I really thought that, you know, that because I, you know, I obviously think they're amazing and I always think they should win first place. But like at these competitions, it's so hard because right. You're just competing against the best of the best. And, you know, you never know. Cheerleading is such a gamble. Like you can have an amazing routine, but then you go up and you fall and you make mistakes. And then you don't get the best score that you thought you were going to get. So it's just like a hit or miss. So I knew they were going to kill it. I swore we were going to be like third, second. I was like top 3, amazing. Like even like if you get top 5 or top 10 at Summit, it's like an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And even just to be invited and going there, it's an accomplishment. So I was already happy in general to go. But then, you know, we made it to the second day. So we made it to finals. So out of the 35 teams, only 10 teams make it, or 15, whatever. So yeah, they killed it the second day. And then we're doing awards. And I was like, all right, top 5. I feel it. Like it's going to happen. And then we passed top 5. And I'm like, all right, top 3. And then we passed top 3. And it's just between us and another team. And it's so funny because Courtney Lopez was DMing me like, you're at Summit. I'm in Summit too. We were top 2 with her daughter's team.
Oh, okay. So you guys beat them.
Yeah. So she was like, oh, you know, like I'm saying we lost, but I don't mind because it's, you know, your daughter. It was funny. We took a picture. But yeah, we got freaking first place out of 35 teams. So of course,
freaking the best.
It's like impossible to win Summit. So I am so proud of her. We are celebrating this weekend. Saturday, she has her cheer banquet. So it's basically all the athletes go. They do this every single year after the last competition. And it's at like a banquet place. So, you know, there's dinner, DJ and stuff like that. And everybody just celebrates their kids, you know, killing it in cheerleading for the season. So we're going to celebrate on Saturday. But I have to say, like, after all of these cheer comps, I get sick. It's like from filming. Like,
yeah, because you're drinking at 9 a.m.
Well, yeah, but it's not even like I'm drinking like a lot. It's just like being up from 6 a.m. till 9. And then you do it all over again for like 4 days straight. And then
she
wanted to go to a park and everything. And we're around like millions of people. When I get home, all I want to do is sleep. I have a cough. I don't feel good.
Well, yeah, the last time you guys like brought home the stomach bug or whatever.
Yeah. So I feel like I need to go on vitamins. I feel like I'm a 90-year-old woman. Well, like I need to be on vitamins.
I just got like this juice thing to take in the morning. It's like a shot of juice. It's called Dose. And it's like a turmeric or however you say it. How do you say that weird turmeric? I don't know.
Does it taste cocky?
No, it's turmeric or whatever. Meatballs, don't laugh at me. I'm definitely saying it wrong. There's ginger in it. There is like this other thing.
Oh, ginger's the worst to drink.
No, but it actually tastes decent. Okay. But it's supposedly really good for your liver and your immune system and everything. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start being healthy. And every day I'm going to take these shots of this juice.
I do the shots from Trader Joe's. It's like, it has all like the vitamins in it, like the D's and the C's. And it tastes really, really good. And I've been getting those.
Yeah.
But I mean,
yeah,
I think I need more.
Some roots that are supposedly good for you. I don't know. I'm going to give it a whirl, see if it makes me more energetic or something.
Yeah, I need something because I'm so tired after, like, I have no energy and I'm just like on the couch like a freaking vegetable, like just dead. And today is actually like the first time that I'm like, I don't have a migraine anymore. I'm like moving around. Oh, yeah. I got my Starbucks today.
Are like nonstop those comps. So I get it.
Yeah. So the cheer hangover is real, people. Meatball, so did you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. They're inspired by NASA, and Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep perfect at night, the perfect temperature, all night long. So as you know, us meatballs love our sleep. We need our sleep. And for my sleep, like, I definitely need it nice and chilly. I need it cold. I cannot be sweating. If I sweat, I wake up and I feel disgusting. So I always need to feel nice and chilly and cool in my bed.
Yeah, I absolutely love to be cool. I'm like you said, we love a cold room and cold sheets. And that's why I love Miracle Made. And what I also love is these sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than the other sheets. So no more gross odors, no more pimply skin. And Miracle Made sheets are luxurious, comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands, and feel as nice, if not nicer, than those 5-star hotel sheets when you go to a nice resort. And I get the best sleep when I'm on vacation. So the fact that these sheets make me feel like I'm in a hotel room is just so much better than normal sheets. Stop sleeping on bacteria. And bacteria, as you know, can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. So sleep clean with Miracle.
Go to trymiracle.com/meatball to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo, Meatball, at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund.
Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/meatball and use the code Meatball to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/meatball to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. We had a really busy weekend. We did Monster Jam on Saturday, which was
cute.
So fun. I have to tell you,
Dina was drinking beer, guys. She had a brewski. Yeah.
I was drinking freaking beer. I was like, I was in there, like swimwear with this Monster Jam. I was like pumped. We wound up having, which I had no idea, I bought tickets and I got row 9, but I didn't know they like covered all the other seats. So we were front row center. I was like, oh my God, this is cool. So then Chris goes, you did it. Like, he always thinks like I buy like crazy things. So he's like, you didn't know we had front row seats. I'm like, Chris, I swear to you, I didn't.
Oh my God, they're so annoying.
I didn't intentionally buy
like,
the front
yeah,
row
okay.
Seat. Yeah, he's like, all right, Dave. I'm like, I swear I didn't intentionally buy these, but it happened. And I'm like pumped. And it was like cool because it was for Cameron's 3rd birthday, like celebration weekend. And so, yeah, I was drinking beer, which, okay, so I'm going to get into one of the top 3 most embarrassing things happened to me on this day, Saturday.
You fell down the stairs.
No worse than that, Nicole.
You flashed everyone.
No, I think it's worse than that. So as you know, I don't really drink beer, but like beer like makes you have to go to the bathroom a lot, you know? So
you shit your pants?
No, I did not shit my pants. Let me finish. So anyway, all right. First of all, we had a great time at Monster Jam. For some reason, I get so emotional when all the cars come out at once. I like get teary-eyed. It's so weird. I'm like,
you're so stupid. Yay, look at all these cars.
I know.
You're embarrassing.
I know I am. But I'm like, oh. I'm like, thank God I'm wearing my glasses because I really get teary-eyed. I think it's just like the excitement of like all the cars coming out. And I'm like, oh, look at them. Like I'm like their mom or something. I don't know.
God, embarrassing.
So anyway, the kids had a blast. I had a blast. So I'm drinking beers because they didn't have wine, but I was like, in a way, glad because I had Cameron's birthday the next day, and beer really doesn't get me, like, wine gets me more drunk. So beer was like getting a nice buzz. So I go, I'm like, okay, I finished my two beers. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go up. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'm going to get another beer. So I'm going up and I'm like, Chris, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then I'm going to grab another beer. So I go up and I realize the girl driver's about to go up. So I get up to the top and I'm like, all right, I can either just go to the bathroom before the girl comes on or I get a beer. So I said, screw it. I'm not going to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to grab a beer. So then I grab two beers. And then I go downstairs.
Why'd you grab two beers?
Because I was like, why do I want to come back up if I want another beer? So I grabbed
two beers. Thinking ahead of time.
Yeah. So I grabbed two beers and I skip going to the bathroom. So I get back and Chris goes, you went to the bathroom? That was really fast. And I kind of ignored him because I didn't want him to know. Like, I decided to get beer over a bathroom.
I decided to get two beers.
Yeah. So I'm like, I ignored him. So then it's over. We start heading out and I'm like, should I go to the bathroom? But it was kind of chaotic. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'll hold it. So I'm like, I'll just hold it. So we get into the car and now we're stuck in traffic to go over the bridge. Right?
Oh my God. Were you like having a baby?
Oh my God.
That's the worst pain.
I was in so much pain and I felt like my child. Like, did you go to the bathroom before we left? Chris is like, I thought you went to the bathroom. And I'm like, I wound up just drinking another two beers, but I didn't drink the whole two beers. But, so then I wound up having, the kids are in the back laughing at me. I'm like about to pee my pants. I had to sit in the back and pee in freaking CJ's little baby porta potty that we bring in the car.
You are disgusting.
I had to. There was nothing I could do.
What was Chris doing?
Chris was like, this is the highlight of my day. He's like, you're like a child. You're a child. I'm like, I can't.
Wait, so the pee-pee was in the bowl, like in the porta potty, in the thing?
Yeah, like in the little porta potty, like in the little travel.
Like in the bucket?
Yeah.
Was it a lot of pee?
Yes. Like, I thought I was going to have to, like, spill it out. That's how much.
I'm surprised you didn't, like, get out and go on the floor.
I couldn't. We were stuck in the middle of traffic going onto a bridge.
Where
was I going to go?
Well, I have to say that I've done that before.
I've done
that before.
Thank God.
Yeah. Listen, I've done it twice, actually. One time in a limo, I had to pee so bad. I was, like, late for, like, a club appearance. It was, like, back in the day, you know, when we were, like, crazy. And, you know, like, the big bucket that they put, like, ice in, then they put the champagne in, like, the big silver thing?
Yeah.
I peed in there, and then I got embarrassed, and I opened the window, and I threw it out. But it went all over the limo car. So that happened.
At least mine was in a kid's toilet bowl.
Yeah, yours is like, yeah, you were, like, clean about it.
But I
And then remember when I came back? Like, I quit, and then I came and surprised you all at Mike's?
Yes.
They had me waiting, Dina, for hours, like, down at the street. And I had to pee so bad, but, like, I couldn't go to Mike's house and pee because it was a surprise. So I chugged my Starbucks, and then I peed in the Starbucks cup, and then I threw it in the snow.
Oh, my God.
So maybe this is a meatball thing.
Listen, I think I was just very embarrassed because it was in front of CJ and Cameron. And, like, they are parrots, and I'm, like, waiting for them to be like, well, now – because I was like, you guys cannot say anything.
Oh, they're definitely going to tell their teacher.
So then Chris goes, what are you talking about? You know you're going to talk about it on the podcast. I'm like, you know what? You're right. I probably will.
Yeah, I'm going to tell everyone anyway.
I'm going to tell everybody anyway. But the kids thought it was, like, the funniest thing. And I'm like,
that's hysterical. If I was in the car, I would pee my pants from laughing at you.
I'm like, this is the top three embarrassing things because it's in front of my kids. I'm like, I can't. And Chris goes, well, you should have went to the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Shut up.
I know.
Shut up, Christopher.
I can't. But he's right. I'm like,
no, he's totally right. Wait, so when you peed, were you like,
Yeah, but I was also, like, super embarrassed. Like,
because were you relieved?
I was, oh my God, I was so relieved.
Did you make the relieved sound?
Yes.
I just picture you crouched down with, like, your knees up peeing.
Yeah, that's basically, like, what it was. It was so ridiculous. I'm like, I can't all because
I wish Chris recorded it.
I chose another beer over going to the bathroom because I
was priorities at the time.
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss the monster trucks. Can't go to the bathroom. Pee my pants.
I can't.
I can't either. Whatever.
Well, I guess we both had beers this weekend. I was at the ESPN Center in Universal. So, like, they don't really have, like, wine or, like, mixed drinks or anything. But everybody was talking about this pineapple cider beer. And I'm like, and all the moms were like, oh, if you have one, like, you're good. Like, you know, you have a buzz, you're good to go. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try it. And pineapple cider beer, you guys, freaking delicious.
Ooh, I'm going to try that.
It didn't even taste like beer. Even though, like, I don't mind beer once in a while, it didn't even taste like beer. It tastes like a... like a nice like cider like mixed drink. I don't know, but it was freaking delicious. But I did feel so bloated and I had to pee so bad after.
Right. Right. Yeah. Like, I had like three and a half beers. I don't drink beer and I didn't go to the bathroom. So imagine.
No, that's like having a baby. Like those that pain. Terrible.
It was bad. But yeah, so then we got home, we ordered McDonald's, like fats, and then
love it.
Yeah, it was a fun Saturday. It was like, honestly, Monster Jam is so freaking fun. If you need to go. Everybody has to go to Monster Jam at least once in their life, even if you're an adult. It's just fun. Yeah, and then the next day was Cameron's third birthday party at Jungle.
So cute.
And yeah, it was Gunkster Monster Truck party. He loved it. He had a blast. So yeah, it was a really fun weekend. We had a great time. And yeah, nice. I peed my pants, so that was fun.
Well, technically, no, you didn't. You peed in a kid's toilet in the car.
It was chaotic, though. The entire situation was very chaotic. Very chaotic.
Well, first I thought you shit yourself. I was like, oh, man, that's really embarrassing.
No, that I didn't do. That would have been crazy.
Awful.
I can't. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, this morning I woke up to frigging. Did you have bad thunderstorms?
I don't know. I passed the hell out.
This morning we woke up to like the craziest thunderstorm here. And then like the power went out and then CJ's school power went out. And I was like,
oh, man.
Yeah. And then it was fine. Now it's sunny here. The weather has been so freaking crazy. It's ever since the eclipse, meatballs.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. And then I saw on New Jersey News, there was a meteor or like a little comet.
A meteor?
Is that what it's called? Meteor?
Well, it's a meteor. But the way
meteor. Okay, Vegas. Well, anyway, it fell from the sky and everyone's like, what is happening? Earthquakes, shit falling from the sky in Jersey. Like, what is happening here? Shit is crazy. Shit is weird.
I didn't see the meteor.
Yeah, something fell from the sky and it was on like somebody's ring. And they're like, oh, that's weird. Just like a random freaking rock falling from the sky.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, this is when the alien molecules like take over our body and the earth is over.
Well, that thing from Antarctica is back in that, I guess, what is that called?
The big thing's moving?
Yeah, it showed up on the thing again.
That's a freaking spaceship.
What's it doing, though? Like, what is it doing? It keeps coming and then going. Like, what's it doing?
Maybe it's getting ready to show itself.
And why isn't anybody going over there and seeing what it is, putting a submarine down there or something?
Oh, I'm sure they are. They're just not telling us.
You think so?
They're definitely investigating. Yeah.
You think you know what it is?
Imagine it's Godzilla.
That's what some people, I mean, I don't believe that, but that's what some people are saying.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe Godzilla. I believe in aliens.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like a magnetic field.
No, it's something funky. Something's going on.
I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing
something
over there?
Something funky.
Yeah, but ever since, yeah, it's a weird thing since. I don't know. My sister thinks I'm crazy. She said the eclipse is like brings on all positive stuff. I'm like, all right, okay. why were they shooting like freaking weird missiles at it and stuff?
Well, She's kind of right in a sense of, like, when the eclipse does happen, you're supposed to, like, manifest, like, good things. And, like, it's supposed to be, like, a wish. Like, you know how you wish, yes, you know, when it's your birthday?
Manifest, and it's supposed
to... Yeah, you're supposed to manifest, like, things that you want to happen, goals that you want in life, things, you know, just things that... positive things that you want to happen in your life.
So, wait, do you think that... So, basically, our government screwed it up by turning on the CERN.
Well, yeah, because they opened the freaking portal.
Unbelievable.
I don't trust the government.
Delete.
Oh yeah, I love the government.
The Meatballs are big fans.
Yeah, I love you all. Thank you. So I feel like I'm always trying to do right by my body. So when it comes to my hair and scalp health, finding a product that actually works and is made with clean ingredients always seems like a trade-off. But with Vegamore, I get products that are made with clean ingredients and give me visibly healthier hair and scalp. Everyone's noticing it, even Gianni. He's like, your hair looks phenomenal. So with Vegamore, I am able to have a visibly thicker, fuller, and shinier, longer hair, all without the harsh ingredients. So every cute pink bottle of Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like all those parabens and hormones.
Yeah, I absolutely love Vegamore. I feel like my hair is thicker, it's stronger, it's shinier. It just makes me feel beautiful. So thank you, Vegamore. I absolutely love you. And what's even better is Vegamore value kits like the Grow Essentials Kit, where you get to try more than one amazing product at a great savings. When you sign up for a monthly subscription, you save more and you never run low on the products you need to take care of your hair. The key is consistency in your routine for your most beautiful, healthy-looking hair. I use Vegamore Grow Hair Serum daily, and my hair and scalp are flourishing. Like I said, my hair is thick. I feel like my scalp is, like, not dry at all anymore. I just feel beautiful. I feel like my hair is amazing. And another fun fact about Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff is. Give your hair the power of the little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, the Meatball Pod listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/meatball and use code Meatball at checkout. That's vegamore.com/meatball, code Meatball, to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/meatball, code Meatball. But yeah, talking about the weather, I'm just hoping, like, this week, because it's Mother's Day this weekend, Meatball, so I'm like...
Oh, shit.
I'm hoping the weather is going to be nice, because guess what we're doing? The hibachi to you. So I'm...
Oh, my God, yes, favorite.
Freaking good. So I'm, like, hoping the weather's going to be nice, because they don't do it inside, so... Manifest nice weather for the Mother's Day, Meatballs. Manifest the nice weather.
Love that.
I'm so excited for the hibachi. Oh, my God, it's so good.
It's delicious. It's such a good time. Honestly, I totally forgot about Mother's Day, because I've been so crazy with this cheer thing, and then having to... repack for Disney in like a week. So I totally forgot it was freaking Mother's Day. God damn.
Honestly, I did too until Liv, so my brother-in-law's future wife basically was like...
Yeah, when are they getting engaged, by the way?
I'm hoping soon. I love Liv so much.
Like, come on now.
She's the best. I love her.
Same.
She really is. She's like the sweetest. She's the sweetest thing. She's like, what are we doing for Mother's Day? And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, Mother's Day. So then, like, in a pinch, I'm like, okay, what are we doing? And, like, you know, my planning mind went into mode. And I was like, okay, because I'm the planner. So I was,
yeah.
I was like, let's do hibachi. So then I contacted, like, I made a reservation for hibachi, got in contact mm-hmm. with everyone. So now we're doing hibachi in our backyard. So made it work.
Oh, I love that. I might steal that ID.
Do it. Wait, am I okay? Are you okay?
I meant to say I might steal that ID. Oh my God. I might steal that ID. Oh my God. Oh my God. What is happening?
Are you all right?
Tina, I'm going to pee my pants.
You know why? The government heard you.
No, I'm malfunctioning. The Matrix is fucking up. I was going to say idea D. And all okay. I could say was ID.
She wants to steal my idea, everybody.
Oh my God. That was fucked up. I couldn't say it.
When holy stuff shit happens, I get really scared.
I know. The government just shut me off for a second.
They did. They're like, oh, you want to talk shit?
Oh my God. That was scary. I'm sweating now.
You almost had a pee-pee incident.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going to hit them up. Holy shit.
Sick. Oh my God. Oh yeah. So I'm going to decorate them. I'm going to decorate like outside and stuff. It'll like be cute.
Cute.
But yeah, hit them up. I'm sure they'll love to do hibachi to you with you too. What?
Oh my God. Goodbye.
Balls. Swear we haven't been drinking.
No, swear. I'm like trying to take off a couple of days because obviously, you know, with cheer and everything, like I had the cider beer and then we go out and we have martinis and wine and stuff. So I'm trying to be clear until Saturday because that's like the banquet for cheer. And obviously like all of us moms go crazy. Do you want to know a story about the banquet?
Ooh, yes. Tell.
The last two banquets, my boo popped out on the floor. Like, swear to God, dancing with all the moms. And you know, like what, so I wore like a high waist skirt and then I have like the crop top. So it like, it fits my boobs perfectly. I don't need to wear a bra because if I wear a bra, my boobs are going to be up to my chin and it's just too much. So I wore like, you know, the past 2 years, I wore like this nice like tank. It's like a sparkly tank crop. And then I have my skirt over top with my duster. And I guess I was like jumping around too much. And literally like a mosh pit. And my left tip popped out. And I'm, like, still jumping. And all the moms are like, Nicole, your boob.
Oh, my God.
Like,
your boob always – the left boob of Nicole always comes out, even during filming. Even during filming. We're like –
like, does it have a mind of its own?
We actually named Nicole's boob. Here's a little inside scoop.
Oh, when I first got my boobs done.
Whenever we're filming Jersey Shore, for some reason, Nicole's little nipple comes out sometimes, and we're like, Pamela's showing. We named
little nipple. It's freaking salami tits.
We're like, Pamela's out.
I'm like, ooh. Yeah. So when I first got my boobs done, that was like right before we started the first season of Jersey Shore filming Vacation in Miami. So like they were like still fresh and I like was still getting used to them. And that's when like Pamela would peek out all the time. And I'm like, oh my God, I got to get used to these new boobies.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still coming out even at your banquets. I can't.
The cheer banquets with all the kids. So I'm like, oh my God,
putting pasties on your girls. Put pasties on your girls.
I know. I think I'm going to put like stars on them just in case.
Yeah.
So I hope my boobies don't try and come out on the dance floor at the cheer banquet again.
I thought I had like a lot of embarrassing moments. You have some up there.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even like laugh at you because I'm on the same level, maybe even worse.
I have a really embarrassing moment and it goes down to like, even in high school, people will be like, most embarrassing moment. And people will say probably when Dina. So in high school, I had a really bad embarrassing moment. So I was like, I always liked to like be involved, clearly. So
shocking.
We were doing an assembly and they were like picking people to like run across the gym. So I was like, okay, like this is easy. I'm fast. Like I'm going to win. So I raised my hand. They pick me. And then they pick, when I tell you, the kid that they picked next to me, I was like, I have it in the bag. It was a kid that like smoked pot all the time. And he was like a pothead. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is good. I was like an athlete. I'm like, this is easy. So all of a sudden they're like, you have to wear weights on your feet. And I'm like, okay, like I could do this. So they put weights on me and this kid's feet. And we run to one side with the weights on. We come back with the weights off. So now they go, you're going to run without the weights. So I'm pumped. I'm like, I'm going to go so fast.
Oh, my God. So
I take the weights off. They take the weights off their feet. And I just take off. But I was not ready for the shift of weight. So when I tell you, I flew, I fell, and you ever see like the Roadrunner, how they fall and then it like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, like dramatic.
No, I fell and I made it to the end of the gym because my body bumped all the way to the end of the gym. And this kid wound up beating me because he was like slow. He was just like, nah, slow going. Me, I like took off and I fell and I skid all the way to the end of the gym in front of everybody.
Did it make the skin noise?
Yes.
Like,
yes. I'm not joking.
Did it hurt so bad and you wanted to cry, but you held it in?
I did. And then I got up and I ran out the rest, dying inside.
Oh, I would have cried so hard.
Oh, I cried after. But luckily, like now it's like a joke. And like, even now, like, we'll like talk about it. And like, you know, the kids I went to school with, like, oh yeah, remember you fell? I'm like, oh my God, how embarrassing. And luckily it's like, see, meatballs, I fell all the way. I've been falling. This isn't a new thing for me. I couldn't believe it. So in front of the grades above me, the grades under me, I was so freaking embarrassed. Luckily, I was like pretty cool, so people still liked me. But yeah. I was freaking mortified. That was probably my most embarrassing moment in my entire life.
I feel like I did that in sixth grade at a dance.
Oh my God. But was everybody sitting watching you? Because that's what it was.
No, it was like a dance. You know, like back in the day at dances, it was for Halloween and I was Pocahontas. So I didn't have like leggings or anything on. It was kind of like a skirt. And everyone was sliding on their legs. You know how like the kids run and slide on their legs?
Yes.
I was like, oh, that looks fun. So I got in line to do it. And I totally forgot that my legs were bare. And I went to go slide. And right when I hit the ground, I face planted because, you know, I couldn't slide. Yeah, so it was like, and then fell. And then I wanted to cry so bad, but I just sat there. I just sprawled my legs down, just sat there.
Oh, no. Because
I didn't know what to do. We did the same exact thing.
Eat it. I ate shit. I'm just going to have to run it out. So I got up and I finished the race, even though this kid already beat me. And I couldn't, if I could show you the kid that I raced, you would have been like, come on.
Oh my God, Zay.
I can't. Like baggy jeans, like, you know, back in the day. I'm like, I can't.
You definitely could have beat him.
Yeah, I just got too excited. And I didn't realize that.
You're like, watch this, guys.
Yeah. Yep. Face planted, skid. When I tell you,
oh, the worst.
And everybody was laughing.
Like the whole gym in eruption?
Yes. As I'm continuing running. Most embarrassing moment, hands down. Oh my gosh. Anyway, instead of mortifying myself more between all these stories.
Well, that was actually one of the questions because I went to Twitter. And I was like, meatballs, what's your question? And two of them was, what's your most embarrassing moment? I think they were talking about the show. But, yeah, those were it.
Well, I mean, after that falling one in front of my entire school, there wasn't much that could embarrass me at Jersey Shore.
Oh, literally.
Although, if I have to pick my most embarrassing Jersey Shore moment, I guess it would be when the first night when I accidentally showed my kuka.
Oh my God. Yes.
That was like embarrassing. Like nobody really knew me yet. I freaking showed my kuka the first night. I guess
but you did. You did look great. You looked great.
Yeah. I didn't mean to show it though. That was like the whole thing. I don't know what.
Yeah, no. You meant to take like your skirt or whatever you had off, but yeah. Not your freaking bikini bottoms.
Yeah. I can't.
And she had no idea. And she was like, ooh, diddy. Mike was like, what the fuck?
Goes up, he's like, yo.
He was like, damn, this girl's crazy.
Yeah. He's like, Nicole's friend's nuts. He's like, she could do just right in this house.
Oh my God. Remember he looked at the camera? He's like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he went up and he told Paulie and Vinny, he's like, yo, the new girl showed me her pee-pee.
Her pee-pee.
Like, I can't. After that, there was like, I was like, all right, there's no, I can't embarrass myself any more than this. And then cut to.
Oh, literally. There's so many moments.
I can't.
And there's another question. They were like, do you ever get a secondhand embarrassment for like our roommates when we watch it?
Yes, definitely.
I was trying to think of what it was recently where I was like, oh my God, I can't watch this. But it like wasn't me. It was one of the roomies.
Was it me?
No.
It was probably me.
No, I don't remember.
Oh my goodness gracious. But yeah, and just like watching it, I get secondhand embarrassment a lot. I'm like, oh my God.
No, it was us actually. It was freaking the episode where we were in Nashville and me and Dina were getting back from, you know, like touring the town. We had a meatball night because everybody wanted to go home. And we get back and we're not talking English. Dina is like, oh, I can't open the microwave. I guess I'm not eating. And then I'm like, can you come watch me poop? Like all that. I was like putting the covers over my head. I was like, can we stop?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
I know. I think we, no more meatball nights.
Or just like, don't show that.
Delete it, please.
Like delete?
Wait, there was one part in the Nashville episode where I was getting nasty to you. And then you said something and I looked at the camera. I said, delete.
Oh, in the kitchen?
No, we were in like the parking lot or something. I'm like, delete, like telling Frank to delete that part. Like, delete it.
Oh yeah, now when we say delete, he keeps it in.
Like keeping it in.
I'm like, you're supposed to delete that.
I can't.
So rude.
Gosh. Anyway, let's move on from our embarrassing moments, please.
Yes. Well, I know you wanted to talk about the Met Gala and some looks. Because that was just the other night, and you know, I was seeing
Alice stuff. Like I know it's like I
yeah.
Would you ever go?
I would definitely sneak in. Me and Joey talk about it all the time. How we want to sneak in and like just watch the whole hype of it because it's like it's crazy. We were looking at it and like to buy a table, it's like $280,000 to $1 million. It's crazy. Really? And like tickets are like $10,000 if you want to go as like a regular person. It's wild.
Wait, and if you go as a regular person, do you get a seat?
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it.
Like how does that, so you have to pay for a ticket and then the table?
Yeah, I guess you get like one of the nosebleed tables. I don't know. But this year's theme, it was Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion.
I thought it was a garden theme.
Yeah, the Garden of Time dress code.
Yeah. Yeah, there was like a, it, you know what it reminded me of this year? Hunger Games. Like the Games, like the rich Hunger Games people, how they all dressed up like crazy and like craziness. That's what That's what this year reminded me of, especially Zendaya's look. I got like Hunger
Games. Oh my God. I was just going to say that. She was so Hunger Games.
Right?
And then did you see Tom Holland? He posted her look and he put the emoji heart eyes.
Aw.
He loves her so much. I can't deal.
I know. They're really cute. I hope that they make it. I really do. I think that they will.
Same.
But yeah, a lot of looks were crazy. Did you see the one? There was this one girl. I don't know who it was, but she wore, it was a sand dress. It was made out of sand. And people actually had to pick her up and move her around.
Really?
Yeah, like she couldn't really walk. So like there was.
I need to look it up.
Yeah. And then she was, I guess like the time thing, she was like, she was holding like a sand time. What is it? The time thing where you put this. Put it upside down and the sand goes down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, what's that called?
What is that called? A sand timer?
Sand timer.
Stop. I hear you clicking.
Hourglass.
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 Oh, my God. How did I not? A sand timer. What am I?
A sand timer.
An hourglass. Okay. She had a sand hourglass. And her entire, she looked really pretty.
Oh, I'm going to try and look it up.
So, like, people were, like, moving her. They had to, like they had, she had guys, like, picking her up and moving her.
Oh, my God.
Different spots. I'm like, oh, my gosh. That's a lot.
Well, Lana Del Rey, she looked beautiful. She was one of the ones that I loved. She was, like, a tree. So she had this like nice like beige dress, and then there were like stems going up her, and then she had tree branches like coming out of her head.
Yes, and she had like
a, she looked so pretty.
She had like she had like something over her, like
yeah, it was like a drape, like a like a veil. Yeah,
she looked really pretty too. I like her. Did you? I think she. I'm pretty sure Lana Del Rey. I don't know if it was her, actually. But yeah, she looked pretty. She reminded me of, you know, you're going to think I'm crazy. You know what she reminded me of? What's that show that we all liked, Me, You, and Jenny, and we would watch it? And it had, who did it have in there?
Was it scary?
There was some scary parts. They were like the plane crashed and they were stuck in the wilderness and it was like cold.
Lost?
No, cold and winter, and then they wound up eating each other.
Oh, Yellow Jackets.
Yes. Doesn't she kind of look like Yellow Jackets?
Yes. Yep, I could see it.
Because they, like, got dressed
up. I missed Yellow Jackets. When is that new season coming out?
I don't know, but that was such a crazy, crazy,
come on, man.
Crazy show. You know, going back to Mekel, you know who I thought was really pretty? It was, like, simple, but I always think she's beautiful. Shakira. I thought Shakira looked so pretty. In her red dress.
I didn't see her look.
She looked really pretty.
Oh, Kim Kardashian. She looked like she couldn't breathe.
What was going on with the sweater?
I don't know.
Why? Why was she like having that sweater?
Maybe because it was so tight. So I don't know if you guys saw, but Kim wore like this really tight like corset hourglass dress. So like it made her waist look so freaking tiny. You could tell like she couldn't breathe. She was in pain. But I think she like wore the sweater to maybe like cover like the boobs that were like busting out maybe.
Yeah, but she always shows her boobs. I feel like that was part of her look.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, she looked like, poor thing, looked like she couldn't breathe. Because it was so freaking tight.
And then I felt like she looked hot up top.
She looked very uncomfortable.
Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks hot. Like, I don't know. But I think I love Zendaya. So I loved her look. I love Hunger Games. So I was a big fan.
Same. She's beautiful.
And I liked.
I love Lana Del Rey.
I liked Dan Levi's suit. It was like super gardeny. It was like. Went down to flowers. I thought that was really, really nice. I don't know. I really love, I like watching fashion stuff.
Can you imagine we would wear something from Amazon.
I know. I've done that. I've done that before. Oh, yeah. We have zero business being at the Met Gala.
No. And I remember like back in the day when we would do these red carpets, not like Met Gala, but like award shows and stuff like that. And everyone would be like, you know, what are you wearing? And me and Dina are always like, oh, Amazon, or, you know, this top's from Walmart. Like we were always just like not cool with like designers. And I remember one time my publicist was like, do you want to be dressed by like so-and-so person? And I was like, no.
I hated that.
That's like so not me. And then I feel like if I do, I don't like the look, but then I have to wear it anyway because I already said I would. It's not us, I feel.
I hated when we would have stylists sometimes.
Oh, I hated the stylist.
Because I'm like, this is like, the dresses would be uncomfortable. I wouldn't feel like cozy.
They'd be heavy.
Yeah, very heavy. All the dresses were heavy as fuck. The only one that I actually, I think, I don't know. The only stylist dress I actually did love because I felt like it was like such a statement and so cool was my rainbow dress. I loved my rainbow dress.
Oh my God, that's iconic. Yes.
Yeah. My rainbow dress was fun. That was a stylist dress, but usually.
Love that dress.
Usually I hated the stylist dress. I would just wear what I always just would wear on my own. But,
oh, same.
But I did like that rainbow dress back in the day.
Yeah, we weren't a fan of those.
No, I liked my Amazon stuff.
We just like to be cozy.
Yeah.
I hate feeling uncomfortable in a dress. And then you have to go on the carpet and, like, pose. And, like, you already feel, like, uncomfortable. And then it shows in the picture. Like, yeah. No thanks.
Like, you feel like your arm looks fat or, like,
yes.
Weird. Yeah. I hate that. It's always about, you know, my one thing is I always feel like my arms are fat. Always. That's my
same one, girl.
That's like my one insecurity is like my arms. I hate it.
Yeah. I feel like as meatballs, when we gain weight, you see it in our arms right away.
Yeah. So like whenever
it's
we're
only not.
Whenever me and Nicole are filming, we get dressed and I'm like, does my arms look okay?
Literally.
Does my arm look fat? And you're like, Dina, shut up. Your arm is fine. All right, you want to get into some meatball questions?
Let me pull them up.
Ooh, you know what movie that's coming out that I'm excited for? It's like a remake, but I'm really excited for it. Do you remember the movie Overboard?
Who was in it?
Kurt Russell and
Oh yeah, that's an oldie.
Yeah. So they're remaking it, but they're remaking it with Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson, which
no.
I love together. And I think it's cool because, you know, Kate Hudson is the daughter. So
right.
I'm like really excited for it. And I love Matthew McConaughey.
Wait. So I love them together. I always said after How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days that they should be together. Yeah. I was like, they deserve to be together. They are perfect. I love their acting, their chemistry. Oh my God. So excited.
So I loved that movie too. And I actually just watched it on the plane going to Florida. But yeah, I saw that. And usually I'm not really big on remakes of old movies. Especially same. Ones that are so iconic, like Overboard. But the fact that it's Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
They can't mess it up.
Yeah, I'm into it. I think they're going to kill it. So, yeah, I'm excited for that.
Love it. All right, let me see these questions. All right, here's a good question. Meatballs, my question is, what are the best and worst things about being famous on TV?
I mean, I think the best thing for me is I love that we could go back and see like our kids being born and like all those beautiful memories that we have.
It's home videos forever. Yeah,
the good ones. And I love that. Like, I love when people come up and they say we're like their comfort show. Cause I know for me, my comfort shows are like my everything. If I'm having a bad day, if I put on my comfort shows, it makes me just feel like cozy. Same. So the fact that we are a comfort show for people makes me happy. Like people could sit down and feel cozy watching us, you know?
Same.
And then like the bad things is of course, if I'm embarrassing and then one day my kids are going to see it, but that's my worst thing. So
worst thing. I don't know. Sometimes I just want to like at a pool, like at, I like a Disney pool. You know, I just want to be like a normal person and like just swim. But then I feel like if I'm swimming, everyone sees it's me and taking pictures. And I'm like, oh, that's a bad angle. Please don't take a picture of me like that. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. I'm like, oh, I just wish like nobody knew who I was right now because I feel like my arm looks fat and you're getting a picture of my arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't even care anymore. I'm just going to enjoy.
Yeah, no, I don't. I feel disgusting.
Like, I wore muumuus. Literally wore muumuus to Florida, like, dress.
Yeah, I wish I brought a muumuu.
I got off Amazon, but they were really cute. I wore, like, dress bathing suits. They were cute. I felt comfortable in them.
Here, let's see. What are your favorite memories?
Oh, wait, one thing. So, yesterday, CJ had a baseball game. And he's doing so good, by the way. He's the youngest on the team, like I said, and he is killing it. I am so proud of him. But we had a game in my old hometown, and he played on a field I played on when I was, like, little and played softball. So I thought it was so cool.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and, like, my dad coached me. So I was like, Mommy used to play on this field. I thought it was, like, the coolest thing.
Full circle.
Cameron's having a conniption because he wants to come in the room. He's with my mom right now because I'm like, he likes to like, he's been saying some crazy things lately. And I'm like, just keep him in that room, Mom. Like all of a sudden you start saying the F word. And we don't even say the F word. I guess, so Cam all of a sudden is afraid of bugs, which is crazy to me because just like a couple weeks ago he was.
Oh, I thought he loves bugs.
Right. Well, CJ loves bugs. But all of a sudden we started going outside because it's been nice out. And he has a conniption about bees and bugs. And he's like, the bug. I'm like, Cam, I was like, outside is their home. Like, I can't tell the bugs to get out of here. Like, there's nothing Mommy can do about this. And now inside, he's like, there's a bug. I'm like, there's no bug in here. he's like freaking out about bugs. But like a week ago, he was playing with worms. So I'm like, what is this new thing?
Oh, yeah, but Angelo does that. He's scared to see anything flying. So he thinks it's going to sting him. So I don't know if he watched something or like somebody told him something. But he's like a fly was in the house and he was like, oh, a fly, it's going to sting me. I'm like, it's not going to sting you.
Yeah.
So he's like, he's fine with like creepy crawlers and stuff and worms. But yeah, he's scared of things that fly.
Yeah. So I'm hoping he gets over it because he wants to be outside. But then he's freaking out because we have bugs all over the place over here. You know, we're in the farm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just hear him down outside with my mom freaking out about the bugs. So just had to say it. Okay. What's another meatball question? Okay. Here's one. Dina, did your candle trick work to get your son to eat his chicken last week? So we wound up not doing the candle thing because he loves his chopsticks. So I was like, you know what? Let me just a little, if your kids are having a hard time eating, get them chopsticks and it makes it fun for them. So actually we didn't do the candle trick, but I gave him his chopsticks and he ate because I guess it's like a fun thing. So he's been eating great because of his chopsticks. He eats everything with his chopsticks.
There you go.
Yeah. So meatballs, if your kids aren't eating, get some chopsticks, but get some off Amazon and maybe it'll work for you because it's worked for me. Cameron's been eating a lot better with his chopsticks. It's like chicken nuggets and his chopsticks, chicken and his chopsticks, spaghetti and his chopsticks.
That's impressive. Spaghetti and the chopsticks.
Yeah. He
for kids.
Yeah. He loves
Deonny it. Still can't use the chopsticks.
Well, it all started because we went to a Chinese restaurant, and he likes the noodles, and they had like the kid chopsticks, and he like loved it. So then we brought them home, and now he's just been eating everything with chopsticks. He eats spaghetti, he eats with this chopsticks. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, if try the chopsticks, because it seems like maybe he feels like it's like fun, you know, it's like a fun way to eat. Crazy. But yeah, he loves his little chopsticks.
There you go. All right, meatballs. Well, I gotta get to doing stuff because I have literally been doing nothing for the past 2 days. So I need to go like be a functioning adult and get my shit together and then get ready for tonight's episode.
All right. Well, yeah, you go get your stuff together. I'm going to go and make sure that Cameron's okay since he's freaking out about the bugs. So I will be going to do that. But yeah, happy Thursday, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, we did it, meatball.
Let's get sauced.